This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Michigan's attorney general was back in court this week defending the state's new right-to-work law against a lawsuit by labor groups. The law just took effect last week, and it's the latest blow to organized labor in this country. Union membership is down by 2 million just in the past 4 years. But as Jason Slotkin reports, there's at least one industry right now where unions are actually gaining members.
Mike Davis is a union member in Maryland, and to see examples of his work, just drive around Baltimore.
I really should turn left on Baltimore Street.
He builds film sets as a member of the Studio Mechanics Local 487. Davis points to a brick storefront he once turned into a burlesque club for director Barry Levinson. A city liquor inspector happened upon his handiwork and threatened to shut down what he thought was an illegal bar.
I think it was a set dresser says, excuse me, sir, this is a movie set.
Since 2011, Davis's local has added more than 150 new members. It's one of five film production unions in the Mid-Atlantic working on shows like HBO's Veep and the Netflix series House of Cards. Last year, those two productions alone pumped $70 million into Maryland's economy.
Power is a lot like real estate. It's all about location, location, location.
Maryland wants to make sure House of Cards stays on location in Baltimore. Like many states, it offers tax credits to film productions. But in fall 2011, it had blown through $22.5 million in tax credits that were meant to last through next year. Lawmakers now want to add $40 million to the program. And local film unions have become a key lobbying partner.
If you want to keep the work going, this is what you need to do. It's the reality of how business is done in this industry today.
That's David O'Farrell. He's the business agent for Studio Mechanics Local 487.
These are unions that are really asking themselves the question, what do we have to do to maintain our base and grow our base and maintain our leverage?
Sue Sherman studies unions at Rutgers University. She says film unions are one of the enduring success stories of the labor movement. That's because they have something other unions lack: star power. Support from the celebrity-studded actor and directors guilds have helped trade unions at the negotiating table. Or, in other words,
you can't make movies without them.
While film unions are having success lobbying state legislatures, other unions have paid the price of state budget cuts. The Maryland chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees has lost 3,500 members since 2007. Patrick Moran is chapter president. He said his members don't begrudge the film unions for their success on tax credits.
You can see the tangible results. You see them on television. You watch them, so you know where that money went.
And Moran says the political appeal of film production tax credits go far beyond the jobs they support.
Hey, they're going to film something in my hometown. Or I'm going to see these actors walking down the sidewalk. And not only that, they're going to spend money in my city, in my state. That has some attractiveness to it.
The bill to expand the tax credit program passed Maryland's legislature with overwhelming support this week. And Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to sign it as early as next week. I'm Jason Slotkin from Marketplace.